from PRX's tracks. This is Time Storm.
Previously on Time Storm.
Please show my girls equal respect. They deserve it.
They want to erase the fact that there are girls in here every day thinking and speaking their minds. Smart girls who can grow up and be better teachers than I could ever dream of being.
In otra vida, you'd tour the world as famous as they come. But you're a young woman living here and now. You wouldn't be respected as a musician. Teaching is an honorable profession.
Alexandra told me I'm a good teacher.
Smart girl.
What are you, 13?
12.
A couple of years until people start setting limits for you.
I think it'll be different for me. Things change with time.
Witness. Find. Remember.
The hidden past seeks its dawn, showing us that we all belong. Horacio, Alexa, and Benny, take back time, find history in the time storm.
Witness. Find. Remember.
Hi!
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 Are you done with your human diversion?
Almost!
Hi!
That was like a choreographed dance.
Shh. We're naturals when it comes to teleporting. Shall we get to the quest at hand?
Ooh, where are we going?
The 70s.
1870s? 1770s?
A bit more recent. Clothing!
Are these bell bottoms?
Plaid bell bottoms?
Groovy!
Sinking barometer. 1975. Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico. University of Puerto Rico. La U Monserrate, Roman.
Science. La ciencia. La micro.
La laboratorio.
Microbio.
Girl. NASA Space Station. La estación espacial.
Illness. La enfermedad visible. Invisible.
Quest. Retrieve an invisible threat from Rio Piedras.
In 1975. Quest begins now.
You think this is funny?
Funny? I just want to use one of your microscopes.
I heard you laugh.
She heard us.
How do we just appear from behind this cabinet without looking super suspicious?
Please, let me into the lab, Estella.
How do you know my name?
Name tag? I've got one too. See?
Rio Piedras Science Fair participant. Monserrate Roman Cerezo.
You can call me Monsi.
I like her.
She's pretty cool.
Ooh, look, medicine droppers and those microscope slides.
Don't touch them, Benny.
What?
Can't you read? Sterile materials. Please use gloves.
Oh. Monsi, congratulations on being part of the science fair. It's great to have young students on campus for the day. But you should be with your teacher and fellow students at the fair.
It's delayed. And since I'm waiting, I thought I'd check out the lab.
This isn't a playground. Microscopes aren't toys.
I'm not playing. I'm gathering data about microbial growth in our everyday lives.
What exactly are you testing?
See these shoes? They're new. I've only worn them today. I'd like to swab the bottom of each and see what's accumulated since I've started wearing them.
Ugh, gross!
Inquiry. What have my feet collected on my journey here?
Ay, Nina.
Inquiry. Will the microbes be the same on each shoe?
This lab is for important research.
Inquiry. What invisible world lurks on the walkways and floors of this fine campus?
Benny, what's so funny?
She sounds like she's playing Microbia.
Who is laughing? Who are you? And why are you in here?
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Benny, groovy to meet you.
Groovy to meet you. I like that.
Thanks. I like your idea about germs on your shoe.
So, the three of you have planned this little charade to infiltrate the lab.
I don't know.
Infiltrate?
Plan?
Oh, no? It's just a coincidence that three primary school students from the science fair are trying to sneak in to use our microscopes at the same time.
We weren't...
You're right! We shouldn't have strayed away from the science fair. We... three science friends will see ourselves out the door. Thanks so much!
So you two don't go to my school?
Nope, we're from...
Escuela Baldoriotti. We're actually here as guests, because we're thinking about entering next year's fair.
Yeah, I did a science fair a couple years ago. You know, back in the early 70s.
What was your project on?
How we use phones to call people.
What else would you use a phone for?
What's your project?
A model of a station in space that orbits the Earth. Last year I did an exhibit on mold.
Oh, gross.
No way. I love seeing the invisible world become visible.
Invisible?
Microscopic life. So small, we can't see it with the naked eye.
I'm surprised your project isn't about the germs on your shoe.
My teacher says we should always try to think in new ways. So she asked me to create a model for a space station that lets humans stay in orbit longer than the current record, 84 days.
Wow.
Space is pretty cool. But then, so's the invisible world on the bottom of my shoes. It's just too bad I can't prove it in the lab. Guess it's back to the fair. Come on, I'll show you my project.
That's a lot of science projects!
And bell bottoms!
Look, Benny! Old school robotics!
Whoa!
What do you mean, old school?
Oh! You know, classic.
It's groovy.
Sure, a groovy robot.
Monsi.
Hi, Danny.
Meet Ricardo.
Looks an awful lot like last year's robot.
Oh, you mean Pedro, first place winner in last year's fair?
Yeah, I was there, Danny.
But your friends weren't. Hi, I'm Danny, reigning champion.
That's great!
The judges probably won't award first place to the same project 2 years in a row.
It's not the same project. Ricardo has new capabilities, like turning his head around and...
getting stuck?
It needs charging. It was all ready to go at the scheduled time.
Any word about what's going on?
They're saying they might postpone the entire fair because the judges aren't here.
None showed up?
There's only one in the faculty lounge. Professor Reyes. If you'll excuse me... I've got to recharge my creation.
Here's my project. La Iguaca Space Station.
Whoa! It looks like a flying bird.
The outside is meant to look like the endangered Puerto Rican parrot. Bright green on top, and then sky blue underneath.
You made this by yourself?
Yep. The exterior was the easy part. The interior needed to meet a lot of specifications that could sustain life for more than 3 months.
Whoa! Hey, Monsi, this space station model, would you say there's an invisible danger on it?
Like toxic bacteria or a virus? Probably not. Or I would have been infected by now.
I've been up and down these hallways looking for you, Monsi.
Hola, Señora Ramirez. These are my friends, Alexa and Benny.
Mucho gusto.
¿Cómo está?
Latest I've heard from one of the student assistants is that all but one of the judges aren't here because they've been, well, vomiting.
Really?
Not good.
All classroom teachers, please report to the podium at the front of the room.
Maybe they'll have some news about the new starting time.
Barfing. That could have been caused by an invisible danger, right?
Sure. If all the judges are puking, I'd bet there's a microbe to blame. Question is, was it passed from human to human, or was it ingested?
Is there any way to find out?
None of the judges are here.
Except for one, Professor Reyes. Danny says he's in the faculty lounge. Follow me.
Benny, if the invisible danger is what's causing the judges to barf, how are we supposed to bring that back to the time storm?
I don't know.
We are not bringing back puke.
We don't control the quests, remember?
Science fair participants are welcome to help themselves to bon de agua during this delay.
Ugh, with all this talk of puke, I think I'll skip the bread.
Come on, let's go find an invisible danger.
Something on your mind, Lieutenant Mendez?
I toured La Yupi's campus in 1969. I had plans to go to university before I was drafted. To see Alexa and Benny walk those halls only 6 years after my visit is...
Does it look the same?
Pretty close. I miss Puerto Rico.
Lieutenant.
I know. It's no use reminiscing because of the mission and the twins and the invisible danger.
Monserrate is leading them to the artifact. She also went to that same lounge in the original timeline. And now, well, she's got new friends joining her.
Alexa and Benny have met their match. What a precocious girl. Always seeking a challenge.
She's still like that in 2017.
Oh, of course. Monserrate is still alive in Alexa and Benny's time. Where's Monsi now?
Huntsville, Alabama. She works at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center.
NASA? Ooh, whatever happened to the wonder of the invisible world in the bottom of her shoe?
She traded that for monitoring the invisible world on the International Space Station.
No me digas.
She worked on the station back in the 1990s. In 1975, she's about to unknowingly steer the twins to the artifact. Mira, here they go now.
So this is the faculty lounge.
That's him there, reading the newspaper and drinking tea.
Professor Reyes.
Let's see what he knows about the puking judges.
¿Qué es esto?
Hola, hola, profesor.
This room is reserved for judges?
Of course. So sorry. I'm Monsi Roman, second place in last year's fair. Second place? The mold experiment? Guess you don't remember.
Bueno. Since you are not judges, you should probably head back to the ballroom.
That makes this the second room we've been kicked out of today.
You seem proud of that.
He's just stating the facts.
Here's a fact. You all risk disqualification from the fair for disobeying the rules.
Disqualification?
It's okay, Benny. Rules are rules, right?
Exacto.
And you've got lots of pressure on your shoulders with all the judges getting sick. I mean, they should probably let you judge the fair by yourself.
Are they considering this?
I think so. People are saying you're the best judge of them all.
I'm glad somebody noticed.
I mean, who doesn't love a super serious, rule-loving judge for a kid's science fair?
Science is serious.
As serious as barfing.
There's a rumor that's what the other judges are doing right now. Is it true?
No sé qué pasó. Everyone seemed fine last night at the banquet.
A banquet? Maybe there was bad milk?
I had milk with my tea, and I'm fine.
Undercooked chicken?
Bad fish?
Trichinosis in pork?
They served vegetable lasagna.
I love lasagna.
It was pretty good.
So you ate it too?
We all did.
I see.
What are you doing?
Just looking around. It's so nice in here.
Sofa, tables, chairs, wood-paneled walls. Groovy.
Sink, refrigerator, coffee maker.
I thought I'd made it clear that you should be headed back to the fair.
Oh, whoops. Didn't see the water cooler there.
Good thing it's almost empty.
It was pretty full yesterday, before the other judges drained it, making pot after pot of coffee. It was a long day.
So, the judges were in the building yesterday?
First thing in the morning until early evening. It was for the high school science fair.
They made pot after pot of coffee. Was everyone drinking it?
Everyone except for me. I brought 2 thermoses of tea from home.
Hey, there's still a little bit of coffee in here.
There is? Alexa, please hand me that paper cup from the stack next to the water cooler.
Sure, here you go.
All we need is a few drops.
Benny!
Ooh. Hey! I could report this incident and have you disqualified!
Here's the plan. We walk in quickly. And Alexa, you grab gloves for each of us on the way in.
Got it!
I'll get bottles of methanol and stain. Benny, you get the sterile slide and medicine dropper.
You saw where they were, right?
Near where we were hiding before.
Operation Puking Judges? Begin.
You're back?
How's it going?
Stella? Didn't I just say you're not allowed in here?
The speaker holder is the perfect size for this paper cup.
Here you go. One size fits all gloves.
For adults? They are not meant for children.
Here's a sterile slide and medicine dropper.
You can't just help yourself to whatever you want.
And the possibly toxic coffee is ready in the beaker holder.
I just need a half a drop.
You absolutely cannot bring a contaminant into my lab.
Don't worry, it's not transmitted by air.
I'm calling the faculty supervisor.
Ah, there you are, Monserrate.
I'll be right there, senora. I'm just doing a quick experiment.
No. Actually, she's leaving.
It does look to me like she's in the middle of analysis.
These are your students, I assume.
Monserrate is. I've only just met her friends. Soy señora Ramirez.
Estela.
Mucho gusto.
Same here.
It's great that you let young students use the facility. After all, they are the future of science.
I didn't let those three in. They shouldn't be here.
According to?
Standard laboratory procedure.
You have to admit, Monserrate looks quite at home.
I'm sure she's promising. But we're doing real research. These kids can play somewhere else.
Where you can't see them?
I don't care where they go, as long as it's not in this laboratory.
And so, you see, the stain helps to identify microbes.
Hey, these test tubes with the little stoppers are pretty groovy. You know what? I'll pour the rest of this coffee in here, just for fun.
You want to do your own experiment, Benny?
I'm thinking about it. Blue, we've got it.
And the specimen is ready to view in the microscope. Huh. Gram-positive bacteria. Broad-shaped. Wanna look?
Sure.
Ooh.
It's purple!
How would you know, Benny? You haven't even looked.
It's been fun, Monsi.
So groovy.
But we've gotta go.
See ya. Adios. Adios.
No running!
Okay.
Oh, bye.
Adios.
Got the test tube?
That was close.
And so, based on my observation in the lab, and the short time it took for the onset of symptoms, I'd say the puking was caused by Bacillus cereus.
Well done, Monserrate. We can let the fair organizer know about your findings before we leave. Now, would you like me to roll up this poster board?
Yes, thank you. There's a rubber band in that little pencil box. I'm glad I did this model of a space station. You know how much I love the invisible world, but it was pretty cool to think about something so huge.
Too bad the fair was postponed, huh, Monsi?
Maybe by the time they reschedule it, you'll be able to come up with a new idea for the fair.
I told you, this robot is different from last year's project.
Sure, whatever you say, Danny.
Adios, Senora Ramirez.
Adios, Daniel. I thought you deserved to win over him last year.
Robots are impressive and memorable. Mold? Not so much.
Second place is still impressive.
Not impressive enough for Professor Reyes to remember me.
Ay, Professor Reyes.
He didn't remember me at all. Or the mold project.
Forget the Professor Reyeses of the world, who can't be bothered to acknowledge your efforts. And the Estelas? They think they know where you do and don't belong. Forget them too. Stick with your love of science, Monserrate. Go with your gut, Nina.
You sound like mi abuela. She says when she was my age, she had limits placed on her. But she tells me not even the sky can limit you, Monsi.
Smart woman. She's right, you know. There's no limit to the heights you'll reach.
The question is, what kind of microbes will be there?
I am sure you'll let us all know, Monserrate.
Whoa! That was so much fun!
Yeah, Monsi's pretty cool.
You could go to Alabama and see her again.
She manages several educational programs for NASA and the Marshall Space Flight Center.
We can meet her as an adult?
We should get Monpa to take us one day.
Just don't mention anything about toxic coffee and vomiting judges.
Oh, got
right.
It.
Artifact cloud, emerge.
Here you go. An invisible danger. Not the day-old coffee, but the bacteria in the coffee.
Artifact attained. Artifact cloud, retreat.
I don't mind sending that into the artifact cloud.
Clothing!
Aw, I'm gonna miss my groovy outfit.
And you know, there are some things I never miss when I traded my civilian clothes for a military uniform, like bell-bottoms. I looked awful in those things.
The weather's changing in New Jersey. Autumn. The next time you return, you'll have lived through 6 months.
Oh, that's right, and by then it'll be...
Spring!
2018!
Half a year is a long time. A lot can happen.
Wait a minute. Do you know what happens to us?
I don't, Benny.
Lieutenant Mendez only knows what I show him. Knowledge. Such a human concept.
Ugh. We're not getting an answer, are we?
Not from Atabe. Now remember, you can still continue the mission on Earth in your own time.
Really?
How?
It's different from the quests, of course. Atabe won't give you a riddle to solve, and you won't be chasing artifacts. But when you return to your ordinary lives, you can still...
Episode of Time Storm was written by Danya Ramos with audio engineering, sound design, and original music by Michael Aquino. The role of
Alexa Ventura
was played by
Leilani Figueroa.
Benny Ventura
was played by
Claudio Venancio.
Horacio Mendez
was played by
Orlando Segura.
Atabe
was played by
Alicia Rivas.
Monty Roman
was played by
Liliana Zertuche.
Estela
was played by
Angelica Ubiera.
Señora Ramirez
was played by
Maria Diaz.
Professor Reyes
was played by
Davis Garcia.
Danny
was played by
John Diego Zertuche.
It's time for our listener shareout.
Hello, my name is Lainey. I'm 12 years old and I live in Arizona. For my adventure shareout, I want to share about my time I traveled with my family to England. We went hiking and we found these huge waterfalls. They were amazing. And next to the waterfalls, there was a rope that you could walk across the river to these big mossy rocks. But the rope was so thin. There was two ropes at the top to hold onto while you walked across, but my parents wouldn't let me go. I bet because they thought I'd die if I did. So it was beautiful, but next time I will go on the rope.
Thanks for sharing, Lainey. And if you go back and cross that river on that rope bridge, be careful and have fun. Hey, listeners, we want to feature your voice in an upcoming episode. You can learn more about how to submit a shareout by visiting timestormseries.com. Time Storm is produced by Cocotazo Media and is a proud member of Trax from PRX. Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. To learn more about Trax, visit trax.fm. That's trax.fm. Additional support comes from the PRX Google Podcasts Creator Program. If you enjoy the show, please ask your parents to subscribe to Time Storm on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or the Kids Listen app. A quick message for our adult listeners. Please be sure to check out our free resources, including episode guides and transcripts, over at timestormseries.com. And if you're interested in more bonus and behind-the-scenes content, we hope you'll consider joining our Patreon community over at patreon.com/timestorm. You can also show your support for the series by sharing it with a friend or leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Time Storm is produced in Essex County, New Jersey, which is situated on the traditional territory of the Lenni Lenape people. As always, thanks for listening.
Find Zinanda.
Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Trax from PRX.